Hello, my name is Carlos Anacaleno from Metro Research, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in the area. Can you be so kind to share your opinion and be brief? How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade? Do you have anybody in the school system?
What's this for again?
This is a study.
I do, but what's this for?
This is in regards
study?
To the, yeah, from Metro Research. It's just a study in regards to the kind of curriculum the schools in Massachusetts are using to teach kids how to read, because to the last score, they look like they've fallen behind. So it's just a study to better the system. That's all, sir. If you can take the time to share your opinion, we really appreciate your opinion, believe me. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade in Massachusetts?
I said two.
Two? Okay. Thank you, sir. And again, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age, please?
My age?
Yes, sir.
47.
Thank you, sir.
47.
Now, moving on. Okay. Now, how would you describe your gender, man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Me? Male.
Yes, male. Okay. And how would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
White.
Thank you. And what white. Race are your children currently in?
They're fifth grade and eighth grade.
Fifth grade and eighth grade. Thank you, sir. And move right along. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district? A public charter school?
Public.
A public school,
right? Public school.
Great. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. You mentioned that you have a child in fifth grade. So the following several questions will be about the child's school. Now, first, which of the following best describes the school where your fifth grade child is enrolled this year? Also in a public school run by the school district? Is that correct?
It's a public school.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all public.
When it comes to your fifth grade child's progress and reading at the school year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned at all.
Not at all concerned, okay. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your fifth grade child's reading at the level expected for the students in their age group?
Yes.
Yes, they are, okay.
Yes.
Has your fifth grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
I think they have, yeah.
Okay.
They mentioned it in my meeting.
Understood. And what kind of activities or supports did your fifth grade child's pediatrician recommend? Like introducing vocabulary, oral history time, or repeating your child's sounds and encourage them to repeat yours, reading with your child, talking with your child, singing songs, reciting nursery rhymes?
I'm not even sure. To be honest,
understood.
I'm not sure.
But you read to your child, right? To your fifth grade child sometimes? Talking to?
Yeah.
Okay.
We used to, but now he's older, so, yeah.
I understand. As they grow older, they're trying to tend, you know, to push away. But, you know, it's a good start, though. What information do you understand? What information do you use to understand your fifth grade child's programs and reading and writing? Do you use the grades and report cards that they give you at school? Or the parent-teachers conference, or the literacy screeners, such as Early Bird, Dibbles.
The parent-teacher conferences.
Okay. Information from my child's teacher, do you use that?
Yep.
Okay. And conversations with my child, do you use that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And language arts, or MCAS, do you use that? As to understand?
Language art.
Okay. Thank you. And do you agree?
I don't think so.
All right. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received a feedback about my fifth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Now, does your fifth grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? I understand your child is doing okay, but with other kids, they are falling behind. Did the school provide like a small group instruction to help them, or one-on-one instruction from the specialist. And from the specialist also? Okay. How about a specific diagnosis? Okay. How about a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? Did they have that kind of help at the school?
I believe so, yes.
And resources to use at home to help practice reading, or access to an outside specialist. Did they use any of that resources to help the kids who have fallen behind?
I am assuming that they do. I haven't had, we haven't had to tap into that or deal with that.
So right, right. But as far as you know?
100% sure.
Understood. Okay.
As far as I know, yeah, they probably have something.
Understood. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your fifth grade child's reading progress? Like, for example, hire a tutor, enroll in extra reading classes outside of school, or got an outside assessment? Okay. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
I appreciate your patience. Now, sir, when your fifth grade child is reading at home, and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? That they try to guess the word based on the context, clues, such as the pictures and other words in the sentence, or they sound it out, the letters and the words, and try to say them together to make a word, or neither of these approaches?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. Now moving right along. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your fifth grade child's to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective? What's your opinion?
Very effective.
Very effective, because she's doing great, right? Now, do you know what curriculum is used in your fifth grade child's school for reading or English language, art classes? Like, by curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the schools use to teach a specific subject. Are you familiar with the curriculum, yes or no?
Is that similar like LMA?
No, like by curriculum, we mean the instructional materials, like the methods they use and the classes the schools use to teach a specific subject. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not 100% sure, no.
Okay. We move on.
I know that they have to read books, stuff like that. There's books that they have to read, and they have reading assignments. I know that.
Okay. And now thinking about the tools and methods that teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? How about with the guessing from context? How familiar are you with that method? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar, I guess.
Somewhat familiar, okay. How about the sign word list or flashcards? How familiar are you with that method that they use at school? Very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
They have used flashcards. Yeah, pretty familiar. They've used flashcards in the earlier grades.
Very familiar, okay.
Yep.
Okay, how about with the method of phonics? How familiar are you with that? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat,
okay. And how about the textbooks from Fountains and Pinnell? Are you familiar with that method? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all? Okay.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. How about Sand It Out? Very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay. How about Reading Recovery? Same question. Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all with that method? How familiar?
What is it called?
Reading Recovery, they call that method. Are you familiar with that, Barry?
Reading Recovery?
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
Okay.
Familiar with it.
The methods of whole language. Are you familiar with that, Barry? Somewhat? Not too, or not at all?
I'm not.
Not? Okay.
Not at all.
How about three queuing or queuing? Are you familiar with the method, Barry? Somewhat? Not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all? Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, from what you know, where do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Phonics, like sounding out words, or cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, or combination of both, for what you know?
I would think both of them.
A combination of both. Okay. Now, research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Now, knowing this, sir, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools in Massachusetts? How do you feel?
I'm not too concerned.
Okay. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
A little bit.
Just a little?
Okay,
so you mentioned you heard or read about students falling behind on reading. What have you heard? You say just a little, but what is that little that you heard, if you can mention?
It's just what you hear probably from other people, you know, but.
Okay,
yeah,
just
I
from.
From
other people.
Yeah, we make sure that our kids are. Yeah, maybe
right.
That student fell behind or.
You just heard from other parents
there's
talking.
Multiple reasons why. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, now, sir, as you may know.
Nothing like.
Right, I know your kids are doing great, which is excellent. You know, but a lot of the kids have fallen behind, you know. They want to make sure they got the help they need.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as you may know.
Yeah, that's very, very true. Ever since COVID, you know.
Right, that's the reason they're doing this. And see what they can improve. Now, sir, as moving right along, as you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Now, knowing this, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I would say concerned, yeah.
Very concerned or somewhat concerned?
I would say somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, understood. Now, to the best of your knowledge, sir, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not. Is that a yes or no?
I guess yes.
Yes, okay. Now, do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum is materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Definitely yes, probably yes, probably no, definitely no. What's your opinion?
I guess yes.
Definitely or probably?
Probably yes.
Probably yes, okay. Now, what do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at the expected levels? The school's administrations, the schools, the teachers, the state education officials, the school district, or the parents? Who do you think is most responsible?
For
ensuring
the school, right?
The schools? Anybody else?
I'd say the schools, yeah.
Okay. So, because the question is, what do you think, or who do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring the students are reading at the expected levels, and you say the schools, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Does your fifth grade child has dyslexia? I'm sorry.
No.
No? Okay,
nope.
Thank you.
Nope.
And does your fifth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP, yes or no?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, does your fifth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, or no?
No.
No. And to the best of your knowledge, does your fifth grade child identify as a LGBTQIA+ or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
And the last few questions, sir.
Male.
I understand. Thank God for that. The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Just English, right?
Yep.
Okay, and what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college 2 years or more, college graduate, postgraduate?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Me? I got a bachelor's degree, a four-year degree.
Okay, postgraduate. Now, last year, what was your total family?
Four years of college.
Excellent. Congratulations. I hope your kids, you know, we wish the kids follow. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, less than 25,000, more than 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100 to 150,000, or more than 150,000?
More than 150,000.
Thank you, sir. And finally, what is your five-digit zip code? 07, what's the rest? 01, sorry. What's your five-digit?
01760.
760.
01760.
Thank you, sir. Now, sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. Now, we will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose, but your response to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Now, will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And would you like to participate?
No, no one contact me.
No, no, I understand.
I got a phone call today.
I understand, sir, and very kind of you. But the last question, would you like to participate in a future research focus group or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants will take part in focus groups that will receive $100 gift card. Would you like to be participating in one of those? Yes, sir.
No, thank you.
Okay. Sir, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, and thank you very much again for taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. Yes, sir.